The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Another thing to worry about. This morning, the National Parks and Wildlife Service has confirmed the capture of an Asian hornet in Cork following reports of a sighting of the species by a member of the public. The Asian hornet is an invasive species and can devastate local honeybee populations. To bring us the full story, we've got Christopher O'Sullivan, Minister of State for Nature, Heritage and Biodiversity. Minister, good morning.
Hey, Pat, how are you?
So where was this hornet spotted?
Yeah, so it was in Cork City on Douglas Road there. It was spotted. Originally, there was a sighting on August 7th, so just kind of around last weekend. And that was then verified by the National Biodiversity Data Centre. So in other words, information was sent into the National Biodiversity Data Centre. It was reported. The team of scientists there verified it, and they concurred that in all likelihood this was a positive sighting of an Asian hornet. Then the Asian Hornet Management Group, which is a group chaired by my department and the National Parks and Wildlife Service, along with the Department of Agriculture, Fisheries and Marine, they met to coordinate a strategy in terms of, okay, what are the next steps? How do we try to control this incidence in terms of not allowing it to establish itself as a population? So what they did is they put boots on the ground, team of experts went to the area in Cork. They set a number of traps. So essentially it's just like a sweet serum that would attract species similar to the Asian hornet. And yesterday, on Tuesday, one of these traps positively trapped an Asian hornet. So that would then has been sent off to the National Museum of Ireland. And it's very important. The next step is to establish whether this is a mated queen. Obviously, that would have devastating consequences if that was confirmed. Sure. Or whether it's a worker drone, which is it's expected that it is more likely to be a worker drone.
So now, that's kind of been the time. How might it have arrived here? I mean, would it be fruit importation or what?
Most likely to be wood chip or wood importation would be the most likely source. These wasps, they their initial nest, their primary nest is on the ground, but then their secondary nest is quite often in trees, and therefore the most likely source would be timber importation, unfortunately. So there is a small likelihood, because there's an established population now in France, there's a small likelihood that they could have been wind carried. We had southeasterly winds over the last few days, so there is that small possibility, but we feel in all likelihood this is probably importation of timber because of where they nest. In the case in France, interestingly, back in 2004, the one queen wasp that arrived there that essentially led to the widespread or the spread of this species right across France was on ceramics from Asia. So there are most of these come in via our ports, unfortunately.
Now, it's extraordinary that such a creature would find our climate, I suppose, amenable to it. But obviously, it's not temperature sensitive. At the moment, it's nice warm weather, but that's not typical for us.
Yeah, so their typical range would have been Southeast Asia and that area, which, as you know, would be the climate would be quite different to, for example, France. And France is, I suppose, the example that we use most because that's where the widespread has been most rapid. Mm. But they seem to find all regions of France pretty suitable. They've spread white throughout Europe now into other countries as well. UK, they're still trying desperately hard to control population there and control outbreaks, but it's not necessary. I think there's plenty of food source here, unfortunately, and this is a key aspect of why we obviously as a government and as a state need to do everything possible to ensure that the population doesn't establish itself here, because the food for these wasps is our pollinators. So be that, I mean, obviously we're concerned about honeybee populations and what that means for beehives, etc. But just biodiversity in general, Pat, like these species, they target our native pollinators, you know, these solitary bees,
which is most of our bees. Bees are these wild bees, not the bees in the hives.
Exactly. They're the most effective pollinators, the solitary bees, not the bees in the hives. Obviously, the bees in the hives play an important role, of course, but it's the solitary bees that the level of pollination that they carry out within our countryside and right across Ireland is extraordinary. And, you know, the fear is that this voracious predator would really have a negative impact, as has been seen in France. Unfortunately, they have targeted both honeybees, but also the native pollinators also.
Okay. Now, any danger to humankind? I've seen a picture of this Asian hornet, and it's quite large. I mean, it would occupy, in terms of its length, the palm of your hand. It's not a small creature, hence, I suppose, easily spotted in Cork.
Yeah, look, it's certainly smaller than your European hornet, and we have had a few European hornet records which have been wind blown most likely up from Europe. So they're slightly smaller than the European hornet. They're slightly bigger than your wasp, than the common wasp, which we're all familiar with, especially this time of year. I do think you have to get your eye in with these species. If I'm honest about it, you know, I would urge the public to visit certainly our social media. The NPWS social media is Notice Nature, the Heritage social media. There's an excellent resource called invasive.ie. It's a website. Familiarize yourself with this species. It is a bit larger than a wasp. It has an all dark thorax, so that's like kind of the upper part of the body, and then the abdomen, which is kind of down towards the tail. There's a reduced amount of yellow on it compared to a wasp. But the key feature is, and this is what we're saying to people, keep an eye out for those. It's almost like yellow leg warmers. The bottom half of their legs are yellow, and that's a key species.
That's the giveaway.
If you do think you see it, photograph it, send it to the National Biodiversity Centre for verification.
Last question. Who's the predator? What's the predator for this creature? I mean, are our birds likely to do for it if they get a chance?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, that's a very good point and a very good question. They're not at the top of the food chain path, thankfully. I mean, birds absolutely, as they will prey on other insects like bees, bumblebees, wasps, etc. There are certain bird species, right from our warblers up to some of our smaller birds of prey, even may take some of these wasps on the wing. So they're certainly not the top of the food chain. But what we have seen is that they do spread rapidly. So what we need to do is try locate nests if there are nests out there and ensure that those nests are destroyed.
Christopher O'Sullivan, Minister of State for Nature, Heritage and Biodiversity, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.